Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A little different for the Open Phone Friday.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Portion of the program here to start things off, okay?
I was born by God's dear grace.
Telephone number is
701-271-1100.
701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. If you disagree with me, I want you to call. All right? If you disagree with me on anything, on any issue, if you have an opposing view to anything I've espoused in the past, if you just want to get something off your chest, dare I say, Kev, Todd, that we fire up the Hate Hennin hotline? Should we go that far? Just call it the...
why not?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, if you're seething, I get those emails once in a while, and boy, the keyboard warriors, they seethe, don't they? They know how to seethe. They can just...
Yeah, Karen calls you on the listener line, on the record line about four or five times a day, too.
Spew the venom.
We
would play those, but she swears all the time.
Yeah, she's on fire.
Yeah. And listen, in all sincerity, thought of this yesterday because I was blessed by a gift from Fred Fox during the education session yesterday in White Shield, North Dakota.
I saw that. Nice, kind of a quilt it looked like.
It's a traditional, yeah.
Very beautiful.
Native quilt. And
so Kathy Nessa was there with you?
She received one. Ron Ness received one.
Yeah, Ron was there, yeah.
Was not able to be there, so Brady Pelton accepted his for him and then myself. And when Fred Fox was, mentioned how integral Ron had been to everything. And, of course, I felt so bad for Ron because he was not able to be there. And here's somebody that worked long and hard, obviously, to put all of this together. And then he was just under the weather, not able to be there. So he was talking about Ron. And then he started talking about how he listens to this show every day. This is Fred now. And, of course, Fred is... member of the council and senior council and the tribal governing body and the segment of White Shield for the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation. And he was listening and he said, this guy, I still don't know what's going on here, but he said, takes people that agree, takes people that disagree, and whether I agree or whether I disagree, I got to listen to the show. I got to be part of the show. That's how much I really, really enjoy being part of this, you know, family by listening to the radio. And I'm like, I'm ready to go into tears here, you know? I mean, because here's somebody that's saying that they value this program that much. So I was really touched by that, and then he says my name and calls me up to receive this special blanket. So it was pretty cool. It really was. I really was touched by that, and it also reminded me how much I really enjoy people who disagree and don't mind having the conversation. Prefer it, you know, to be respectful, obviously, but, you know, people call and they see that's okay, too. So how about this half hour? If you disagree on anything, let's just have a nice little dialogue, just like people do, which is rare these days on social media or in the political world. But feel free to disagree. Let's just do it in a really robust but respectful way. Does that sound okay,
guys? That's fair. Always fair. Yeah. That should always be. You bet.
And you can also text us. Now, Todd and I are not fond of text. We're old school. We like it when people would call talk radio, for crying out loud. But if you prefer that you must and only prefer to call, that's okay, too.
I'd like to point out that I have more experience than either one of you guys. So,
in the talk radio game?
Well, radio in general, but yeah. Fall of 1980, my friends.
79 for me.
Oh, all right, you've been long. All right, never mind.
Summer 1980.
Yeah, all right, so we're all pretty close.
Yep.
And I said my first official shift being paid was 1979.
Okay, you got me beat.
Yeah. I was part-time.
That still gets us.
That's how it starts, you know.
I work for my dad. Does this still count?
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, KDMA, Montevideo, Minnesota. It put me to work. So pretty cool. Anyway, let's get to the phones. Now, I'm going to ask for the honor system here. When you call Daniel, you need to disagree with me about something, okay? So that's how you get on the radio in this first half hour today. Also on the program today, Stephen Malloy, the junk science guy. Why do we know that there is record heat in Europe, but not the fact that there's record cold also in Europe? Why do you think that is? Would that not fit the narrative for a climate emergency or what? I don't know. We're going to talk to Stephen Malloy about that and more. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. He has been on, I don't know what, like 100 different national television shows in the last week about the proposed Chinese ownership of the corn milling plant in Grand Forks. So we'll talk with him about that, too. You can call us again. 800-228-0550 is the number that gets you right through to us. You can call the local stations 258-0550 for the legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550 K-Fire or the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. AM 1100 The Flag at 271-1100. Lots of numbers for you to get through today, or text us. Clint in Bismarck wants to disagree with me. Clint, bring it on. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I was just calling. I didn't really care for the tone of the erased emails and how the Democrats can fit in a phone booth. The problem with a statement like that is the big arena that supposedly all these good conservative Republicans has been infiltrated by those Democrats. And these erased emails, I believe that Wayne was a very honorable person in the fact he kept everything. Good attorney, he wanted his proof. But why are we erasing it and why are we scoffing that it's erased? That sounds like a Clinton crime family deal to me.
You're talking about my comments yesterday that the Democrats were trying to use this issue for. My only point was there's nothing left to investigate. The woman who deleted them put in an email exactly why she deleted them. They're now deleted, and she told us why she deleted them to try and get ahead of any open records investigation. There was not an open records request at the time. So she's admitting she did it. There is no law that says that was against the law. I mean, I think it should be. I think the policies of the Attorney General's office need to change. But, I mean, Drew Wrigley's new in the office, and I think this will prompt a number of things by the legislature. I think Wayne's memory, Wayne's legacy was done a disservice by her doing this. But the idea that somehow the Democrats need to go in there and act like a January 6th commission about why are the emails deleted to me is ridiculous.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I do disagree with the premises. So I realize the Democrats play in politics, but you know what? The caller that called in and felt he was wronged on something, you know, there's potential evidence. There's maybe a case out there where somebody wasn't necessarily, the outcome didn't come out the way it should. And there was maybe some evidence in those emails that somebody needs or was important to them in a pending case or a possible appeal. And it stinks to me. You always like to say that we don't want to become them, and this has the appearance of us acting like them when we're in control.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying about the people that have been accused, rightfully so, and have obviously, in the case of Liz Brocker, at the Attorney General's office, admitted wrongdoing and resigned as a result of it, that it stunk to high heaven. But that doesn't mean that the Democrats can now say, oh, this is a scandal, this is whatever. They're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. There's nothing to investigate. The woman said why she deleted them in anticipation of an open records request, and they're gone. And sadly, that wasn't illegal. But if you quote-unquote investigate it, you're going to say, here's an email, and here's why they did it. I mean,
I don't think we need I don't think we need an investigation, but, you know, there are definitely people that can get those emails back unless she had the Clinton crime family get rid of them for her.
That's a good question. I thought the same thing, Clint. I was like, well, how in the world can they be gone? But evidently the IT wizards at the state have said, no, they wiped them good. And that smells the high heaven of her actions and why she would do this. Yes, sir.
One last quick thing, completely off the subject, but the election is near, and the mask Nazis are back out there again. The federal building in Bismarck, we've got mask signs up, and it started. It's begun, and we need to put a stop to this. Our
might it be something to do with the calendar? I wonder, guys, do you think the proximity to November is the reason the masks are coming back? Or is it monkeypox? Or what is, yeah. You're right, Clint. You're absolutely right. I think the vast majority of people are not going to succumb to this. We have a mask study. Mask mandated, Fargo Public Schools, not mandated in West Fargo Public Schools, and less COVID cases in West Fargo. Hello?
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are not playing New York Minute, are you?
Somebody has a birthday today.
Henley is 75 today. One of my many favorite Henley songs.
I have a friend that lives next door to him in Dallas.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's a Texas boy.
Yep. Here we go. It's kind of bringing me down, just so you know.
You got to cover the genre, you know.
That's true. That's true. Tell you what will bring me back up, Swanson Hyperbarics. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
Whole new way to feel great inside and out.
Tell me about that Hockett Ozone Sauna.
I'm telling you what.
You were in there the other morning.
I was, and I'm going back in this afternoon.
Okay.
Long story, but when I had my colon out, I got put on all kinds of medicine, including, by the way, two antibiotics forever, right? And I'm like, this is a bad idea. I mean, this was Mayo Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, yep. The antibiotics are working, so just keep taking them. Really?
Yeah.
Take antibiotics. Two different kind of antibiotics forever. Yep. So it just kind of creeps me out. So I, with Dr. Beachy the other day, just said, yeah, I don't think I could get off some of these medications. And so he said, hey, you need to get in the Hockett. Let's do two treatments a week, and let's try this for 3-4 weeks. One or two treatments in, I'm like feeling 100% better. It just, you know how gut issues are, you know, when
yeah.
your gut's grumbling
yep.
all the time and stuff, you can just instantly tell. So the Hockett Ozone Sauna you're talking about is a strategic wellness and vitality machine. It's an ozone sauna. And it uses a combination of treatments that help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. What's not to love about that? Pain, swelling, inflammation reduce, increase the body's immune efficiency, increase metabolism, improve stiff, aching joints and muscles, and you're in a sauna. Did I mention you're in a sauna?
Yeah.
I mean, your head's above, you know, your head is out and everything else. You sit like in a sauna chair. And so, you know, head down, you're in a sauna, and it's you relax, you fall asleep, you're in there about a half an hour, and it's incredible. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. All you got to do is say, hey, Scott sent me here, and I can try this out for 30 minutes, absolutely free. So feel great, look great, be great, why wait? It's here, Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Now, in addition to that renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they have this, and your consult is free. They'll talk to you about which of those treatments would be best. SwansonHyperbarics.com or get ready, call this number, 701-929-3930. Richard in Jamestown, do we disagree, Richard?
I haven't had a chance to listen to you this week yet, and I had called before you had mentioned only hate mail only, but I was just curious, what do you think about your boy, Kelly Armstrong, supporting gay marriage?
Okay, so when you say my boy, can we start there?
That sounds like disagreeing.
It does. What? How is Kelly Armstrong my boy?
Okay, well, how do you feel about Kelly Armstrong voting for gay marriage?
I disagree with it.
Do you think that's disqualifying of he should be thrown out of the Republican Party?
Oh, one vote? One vote? I don't think. I think there are 46 other Republicans that said, "Hey, here's the deal. Let's."
So you think that a Republican Party can exist when they are more concerned about 2% of the population versus the Christian rock bed of our?
Yeah, no. I disagree with the vote, and I think the vote was designed to put political pressure onto Republicans. And I think Kelly just said, I don't care about political pressure. I think he sees this as a state's rights issue. And if North Dakota decides what they define as marriage, then South Dakota should recognize
it. So he votes for it anyways. So that's why we have stolen elections. Our kids are being turned into gay robots. Our kids are getting turned to hate white people, hate America, because Kelly Armstrong and his type of Republicans don't want to do a damn thing. But they'll give money to Ukraine. Oh, they'll give as much money to Ukraine. They won't do anything about our border. They won't do anything, but they'll give money to Ukraine. So why in the hell do we put up with this stuff? Yeah, because you have Kelly Armstrong, you have Kramer, you have Hovind come on your show, and you throw them softballs. You need to hold them accountable. Why the hell should we trust these guys that can't conserve the basic fundamental things about our nation? I mean, this is ridiculous. We need to draw.
Well, first of all, let me tell you this, Richard, about any time you hear a member of the North Dakota congressional delegation, or for that matter, any member of Congress that is on this program, you can call. Anybody can call and ask a question. When you say I quote-unquote throw softballs, I bet you they'd tell you they don't like every question I ask them. But you know, it's easy from the cheap seats, Richard, to say, well, you throw them softballs. Get on the phone.
Well, that's the frustration. I think Richard's got the frustration that a lot of people do with perceived with the word rhino.
I
you
agree.
Know?
So hold them accountable. Yep. Do something
I
about
totally
it.
I totally get it.
Don't bellyache. You know, what's bitching going to get you?
crap every single day when people have to work every single frickin' day, too. So you can't be throwing that back into our face. We have
I'm saying there's plenty of folks who disagree. Hold them accountable.
You're trying to hold me accountable when you should be holding these other people accountable. You might have to roll up your sleeves and say, you know what? Hey, you need to figure it out, Kevin. You need to start, you know, getting pissed. Get angry. All these guys are a bunch
of... We've had that conversation. Richard.
With you.
Richard, I agree with you. They all ought to be held accountable. I agree with you. Kelly Armstrong voted the wrong way. Okay, we're on the same page here. All right.
And now you're saying, oh, not a big deal. Hey, not a big deal. We should throw them up because of one vote. Oh, we should throw them up because of one. This one vote is a spit in God's face. And you're going to allow it. You're soft.
I think you're reading a little more into that particular piece of legislation.
Oh,
then,
yeah,
then is allowed.
Kind of just like the election integrity bill.
No,
look at
no,
let's
no.
Not do anything because that's tough. We don't want to do anything that's tough, but you have a Congress and a Republican Party that's filled with bankers and lawyers. No wonder the country goes to hell.
Well, I made the nominating speech for Tom Campbell, who was a primary opponent against Kelly Armstrong, and my argument was Washington had enough lawyers.
He just sold 2,200 acres to China, so good pick there, Scott.
Well, my point is he was an opponent of and a farmer in that particular race, and he was someone that was a farmer rather than a lawyer, and I said Washington had too many lawyers. So when you say there's too many lawyers, my point is I agree with you. It has too many lawyers. I think in the case of Kelly Armstrong...
Well, maybe we can agree on this then.
Okay.
Can we agree on this then?
Let's see.
The Republican Party in North Dakota and nationwide has way too many lifelong bureaucrats. They've been judges their whole life. They've been lawyers. They've been bankers. It's time to roll up our sleeves and start putting some people that have some cojones. You know, you look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, a woman, you know, typically women are more passive than the Republican Party.
Dump it. I don't think he meant to swear, but he did. So we've got to dump it there. But
you're worried about whether he was going to disagree with you. I think
yeah, there was no doubt he did.
Out of the park there.
He did, right, exactly. And I'm glad he called. I think the point is we don't disagree as much as he thinks we do, but he's mad. And this goes back to a debate we've had many, many times on this program about we want Republicans to fight smarter, just as hard as the Democrats fight, but smarter. I'm in that camp. I've had these arguments with Senator Cramer, with Senator Hoeven, with Congressman Armstrong. And what they'll tell you is, we have zero cards right now. We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. And we don't have the presidency.
Well, I think what some people are saying is that you do have a microphone and a camera on occasion.
Yes,
though.
And by the way, so you did have all those at one point. And what did you do with it? All fair criticism. Fair criticism.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday morning after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each be held without bond if they turn up on the system. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Barrington, New York, is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I think I need me a little Kid Rock at some point today, too.
Well, we can dig that up.
After we celebrate Don Henley's 73rd?
75th.
75th.
Kid Rock's kicking off the North Dakota State Fair in Minot tonight.
How about that?
Night Rangers with him. There you go. Cowboy, baby.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mr. Junk Science going to join us in just a moment, but first we're going to Upham. Terry, is that where you live? Did we have that wrong on the screen here?
Yep, Upham, North Dakota.
I love it.
The last caller that was freaking out about the gay marriage vote or whatever. Now, I haven't read this bill. I don't really know exactly what it says. But if all it is a legal standing, i.e., you know, it's like a man and a woman is considered legally in a courtroom during a divorce, then why can't Bob lose half the stuff to Frank? I'm all for that. That's fine. But
it really does, and this is, let's just use the most offensive example. Utah, polygamy, legal. If some dude is married to seven women in Utah and he moves to Upham, then the state of North Dakota has to recognize what Utah said was a marriage. So it's, you know, to me the most offensive part of it is repealing the Defense of Marriage Act. Here's what's the top most offensive thing. Why does the federal government have anything to do with saying what is marriage and what is not? To me, that's a church thing, and that's where it belongs. To me, it's a God thing, to tell you the truth. I know what a marriage is. It's between a man and a woman.
Doesn't it go to definition of but to the federal government's side of things, of taxes,
right.
joint filing,
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Get out of it.
Right.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
You know,
Remember when the powers that were not specifically in the Constitution for the federal government went to the states? Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah. Well, and that having been said, Terry, Kelly Armstrong took a political risk by voting like he did. And this was a test vote. This was all done because these people think they're about to lose the election in November.
Right.
And so that's why they did contraception last night. We'll talk with Senator Cramer about this. Meanwhile, it's stupid because you think they're gaining any votes from this? Not, they're not gaining one. They're securing votes they already had. But that's why if I were Kelly Armstrong, I wouldn't have taken the bait. I wouldn't have done it. But he's a principled guy. He's a lawyer, and he's making a states' rights argument here, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Now, see, I agree there. You know, the polygamy thing. No, that's going a little too far, and forcing another state's view onto another state. That's outside the bounds of what the Fed should be able to do. I agree there. Now, as far as, like I said, from a legal standpoint, as far as courts go, in the event of a divorce, fine. You know, why can't two guys, you know, why can't one guy lose half his stuff to another guy or, you know, two gals, whatever it happens to be? That's fine from a legal standpoint. From the rest of it, I mean, the state should still have a say into what they want to consider as marriage.
I don't think they should. I think churches should. I think God should. I really do.
Yeah. He's in property distribution would be another part of the whole court process, the government.
Yeah, legal standing, I guess. Yeah. Appreciate the call. I want to keep our guest Steve Malloy waiting any longer because he's so darn good. And he is a senior fellow, E&E legal fellow, and former Trump-Pence EPA transition member, as well as the founder of JunkScience.com. Welcome back, Steve. How are you?
Great to be here.
Say, Greta was asking about you, Thunberg.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And she said that your opposition to Joe Biden declaring a climate emergency is really, really dangerous because we're all going to burn up in an inferno. So can you address Greta's questions here?
Yeah, well, you know, so Joe Biden's, well, the whole climate agenda has really melted down, and as far as I'm concerned, it's dead. I mean, I think the zombies are going to keep coming at us, but their agenda is dead. You know, what we've, the energy crisis of the past 2 years, the fact that these green policies basically caused the, you know, or allowed Putin to invade Ukraine. We've got $5-6 gasoline across the country. You know, the Supreme Court has said that the Biden administration cannot do anything on climate without express authorization from Congress. Joe Manchin has pulled the plug. I mean, this whole agenda is dead. And so, you know, Biden now is desperate to do something to, you know, make the 1% who prioritize climate happy. So he's, you know, contemplating this climate emergency declaration, which I don't know that he has any power to do. If he tries to do anything, he'll probably be stopped in court. You know, even if you believe in UN climate science, there's nothing Joe Biden can do to change the weather. The whole thing is just ridiculous.
Senator Manchin deserves our thanks in making sure there's nothing legislatively on the docket between now and November, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And, you know, I listened to you. You said you were going to interview Kevin Cramer late. Well, you should ask Kevin why he wants to, you know, implement the climate agenda with a border CO2 tax. Just let the damn thing die.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. I think Kevin would like to address that because of the unique geology of North Dakota and solving a problem. But it's sort of a whole other debate. In other words, we know it's poppycock,
right? We
should
just produce as much oil as we can. That's what we need to do. Produce as much and sell as much and export as much. And burn. We need to lower prices.
But Steve, if I had 10 of the best oil drillers in North Dakota on with us right now, you know what they'd say? The market will punish them. The market will punish them if they do that, and they're right. I mean, right? Harold Hamm told me to my face, he said, Scott, we've got to hold production even. If we don't, the market punishes us, which is why he's trying to go private right now, so they can actually drill and take advantage of $100 oil and get more supply and bring the price down. They're trying, but this ESG crap has a noose around their neck.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, the government has run out of ways to regulate these people, so now they've got their allies on Wall Street, you know, like BlackRock coming at oil companies. And, you know, there are efforts in red states to push back against these companies. And, you know, they made some headway this year. Texas has, had some legislation to, you know, to get some revenge on BlackRock and block BlackRock from doing business with the state as long as BlackRock is attacking the state's energy business. So,
Chris is on the road and has a question for the Junk Science founder, our friend Steve Malloy. Chris, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for taking my call. I know you're more about climate, but these days everybody's getting climate and weather mixed up. I just want to get your thoughts on Bill Gates and his weather modification program on his attempts to dim the sun. I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
Wow, that's a new one on me. I hadn't heard Bill Gates was trying to dim the sun. Oh, my God.
Good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. I mean, who wants to blot out the sun? That's kind of crazy. I don't think that's going to go anywhere. Like most of Bill Gates' ideas, you know, his string has run out. You know, he was really successful with Microsoft, and basically everything he has touched since then has failed. But he has so much money that oh my God, blotting out the sun is not going anywhere. It's not a good idea. So I just you know.
Your climate questions answered with the Junk Science guy, Stephen Malloy, here on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Your text welcome, too, at 701-237-1590. Kev, you want to throw over Todd the text in Slack there for me, too, and we'll get to a few of these for Steve. I got to ask you about Europe, because you know we're inundated with Europe is burning and there's this inferno and but if I look at a heat map of Europe right now, half of Europe has record cold and the other half has record heat. So why do we only hear about the record heat part?
Well, because that helps the climate narrative. You know, this whole week, you're right, there's been a heat wave in the UK and Europe and in the US as well. But if you look at a map of the whole planet, you know, hot some places, cold others, and there's really not much, you know, global warming going on. I think, you know, during the peak of the heat wave in Europe, average global temperature was about 0.4 of a degree Fahrenheit warmer than the 1979-2000 average, which is hardly anything at all. You can't even really measure it. Today it's just a little bit warmer than that. Once again, you know, so small you can't even measure it. You know, this is all weather. It was much hotter in the 1930s. Heat waves are way down in frequency and intensity over the past 100 years. But we have this huge propaganda network, you know, called mainstream media, and they're continually pumping the climate narrative. And anytime it's hot, it's global warming. Anytime it's cold, oh, that's just weather.
Somebody called earlier and wanted us to have you comment about the cold, damp Russia weather that we're not hearing much about as well.
So, you know, it's cold in Russia, and it's affecting their wheat harvest. I think they're going to have they're going to have more wheat because I think they planted more of it, but it's going to have less protein because it's cooler and rainier. So, look, weather has always affected agriculture, and it always will. And just because something bad is happening this year in one place of the world doesn't foretell doom for the rest of the world forever.
Texter says, Scott, why do we have to take all the other states' carbon? Why doesn't each state handle their own? Is North Dakota a garbage pit? Please explain, Scott. I'd rather have Steve explain. Well, first of all, you might not be familiar with this, but North Dakota has unique geology where there are some salt deposits, and we can make caverns out of them, store the carbon there. This is obviously man-made carbon. It's not all the carbon. And it is a business opportunity for landowners, basically, in North Dakota. They can say yes, they can say no to be able to do this in the deposits or in the pipelines.
Well,
but what's your thought?
And if they want to do that without taxpayer dollars, that's fine. Look, you know, carbon storage and sequestration cannot be done on a utility scale. It's not really affordable. I know that right now there are opportunities to get tax dollars to do this. I oppose that. It's not going to change the planet. It's just ripping off taxpayers. I used to work for Bob Murray, who owned the largest private coal company in the U.S., he was involved in some of these efforts in North Dakota in the 70s and 80s, and it was impossible to do on a large scale. It can't work, and there's no point to it.
When you talk about tax dollars, 45Q is largely what you're talking about is a tax credit, obviously.
Yeah.
But look at the wind subsidies. We can't get rid of wind subsidies, and the industry says they don't want them. So, I mean, you're, there's very little chance you're going to dissuade anybody of tax credits.
Well, somebody wants them. Right?
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Grassley wants it, and you're a Republican. He keeps putting it in, but the industry has said we don't need them anymore, and they keep giving them to them. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. It's unbelievable. I want to talk a little bit about what you think going forward in the way of a issue. You talk about at the beginning here, they're losing. The climate action debate, we've won it. I wish I could put my head on the pillow at night and think that's accurate or a good prediction.
Well,
Steve,
hold
that thought. I just want to do this on the other side of the break and find out why you're so encouraged by where we're at. When AOC wants to take on Chuck Schumer and you know, Bernie Sanders and others are waiting in the wings to clean up after the liberal bloodbath, politically speaking, literally, not figuratively, ladies and gentlemen, figuratively, not literally, after this. Don't go away.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Let's celebrate America all month long at PetroServe USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3 1/4-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Oh, yeah. State Fair action tonight. Kid Rock. I've seen Kid Rock in concert before. You know where it was?
WeFest?
Red Rocks.
Really?
Colorado.
Oh, it's a bucket list thing for me. I've never been there.
Haven't you? I've seen Phil Collins there.
Never been.
Saw Kid Rock there, but you know what? He was there for a political rally.
Oh, there you go.
With Daryl Worley.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Tucker Carlson thing where he hangs out with Kid Rock on Fox Nation?
I haven't.
Really good.
Now, guess why they were there.
Why?
To make Mitt Romney exciting. I was there for a rally in 2008.
Impossible?
No, 2012. Obama re-election ever. But, yeah. And I loved Kid Rock and I loved Daryl Worley, but I could leave you know who. Anyway. That's a whole other show, as we say. 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Personal pepperoni pizza today, cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. You combo them up. The pizza and the cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. What a deal. Don't forget the 4-for-4 special at all the PetroServe locations. This is fantastic on your way to the lake or whatever. Pizza, 2 homemade cookies, 20-ounce drink. The inflation buster is still there. 4 for $4 at a PetroServe USA. 4 items, $4. And, of course, the home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, 12th and I-29, NP Avenue, Glendon, Ulan, 45th store. They got meatloaf today at NP Avenue. That's right. Kevin gets a little orange chicken on his way home in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. That's a good Friday kind of meal. Fish and chips in Valley City, exit 292, PetroServe USA. Stephen Malloy of Junk Science is here, one of our favorite guests, because he just obliterates the crazy left lunatics on the global warming jihad, the religion of climate action. Why are you so darn positive about the future with these folks?
Well, I think that it's, you know, the things that my friends and I have been saying for years about this green agenda have come true. You know, the energy crisis in Europe, the fact that, you know, the executive branch doesn't just have the authority to regulate climate without congressional authorization, all these things have come home to roost now. And, you know, the climate zombies are not going away. We're going to have to fight them for a long time. But I think now their agenda is dead because they don't have a way to do it without Congress. The real-life consequences of their policies are now evident for everyone to see. High gas prices. You know, Europe has made itself dependent on, you know, evil people like Putin. You know, in the name of climate idiocy, and that has been a disaster. Germany is being forced to reopen. It's just, you know, everything is going in the wrong direction for those people, and I don't see it turning around anytime soon. There's no magical technology on the horizon that would make their fantasies come true. Their agenda is dead. They're not going to go away. They've got a lot invested in it. A lot of institutions have a lot invested in climate. Al Gore has a lot. AOC, I mean, they're all heavily invested. They can never walk it back. But I think that, you know, we're always going to be able to marshal enough sane people to block them.
Texter says, Scott, this guy is spot on. Listen to him for once. Why would I not listen to him? I mean, he's on the show. I love listening to him. They go on to say that green fraud is breaking the taxpayers. Stick up for us for once. You always stick up for lies. This is an unusual comment in that I'm the one sticking up for lies when I'm agreeing the green agenda is literally evil. I think what they're talking about is the fact that, again, North Dakota has third largest oil and gas producing state in the country, right? It has coal, 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal. I see two industries completely under attack. Add modern agriculture into it, under attack. Yeah. Those industries will cease to exist if the green agenda succeeds.
How dare you!
Right, that's what she wants. So
she is again!
My argument, Steve, is that we're playing chess while the others are playing checkers if we find a way to utilize carbon, for instance, in enhanced oil recovery. Wait a minute. More oil comes out of the ground because of CO2. Right now we pipe it. We pipe CO2 from North Dakota to Canada to do exactly that.
Yeah.
We have actually two operating CO2 pipelines. So yeah. I don't like their green agenda, but I think if we solve the problem. Now, by the way, most of D.C. doesn't want to solve the problem.
Yeah.
So they don't exactly like what's going on here, but we beat them at their own game if we can pull this off. Why not take advantage of that if you can utilize carbon as an example in enhanced oil recovery? What's not to love about that?
I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against enhanced oil recovery and using CO2 for that. But, you know, and I don't think it needs any special justification because it, you know, it works and it's cost effective. My quibble with it is for people who claim, oh, this is carbon storage. Well, not really, because, you know, if you are worried about carbon, the amount of carbon from the, oil produced by enhanced oil recovery, you know, that is greater than the amount of carbon stored. But since I don't really care about carbon to start with, I'm all for enhanced oil recovery.
I think we kind of beat them at their own game. That's my only thing. And some people see it as just, you know, the evil.
You can't beat them at their. I mean, they're shapeshifters. They lie. They'll never admit defeat. I mean, you have to have enough political power to block them. I mean, look, these people have been trying to wreck our world since the Bolshevik Revolution. They never go away. I think this is like a high water mark for them that we have just dodged a huge bullet, you know, thanks to Joe Manchin.
Boy, have we ever. By the way, North Dakota has primacy with the EPA, over the EPA, which is a Trump-era You may remember that from the Trump era, and still has it to this day. So we regulate our own, and that's one of the reasons we're able to do this, because the EPA is out of our hair, which I just think is unbelievable. Thank you, Donald Trump, in so many things, right? Fascinating conversation, as always. Where do we find out more? Folks want to follow you. How do they do that?
So the website is junkscience.com, but I spend a lot of time on Twitter at junkscience.
Junkscience.com, on Twitter at junkscience. A national treasure, Stephen Malloy. Great catching up with you. Take care, my friend.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.